I'm Coach Katie Jones, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Keep the quiz on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume, that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
SLT Nation, what it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, it is season four, the year of the Mamba. And KT and I are still 10 toes down on this incredible journey. We started 4.5 years ago, and we are going from coast to coast, from the window to the wall. And we are finding rising superstars in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we gonna keep up with the Joneses. That's right, I'm B. Jones, and I got one of the hottest, one of the dopest coaches in the country. She's a trailblazer, making waves right now, as she was just recently crowned the 2-year college assistant of the year. And y'all make some noise for the Baldwin City, Kansas native, representing the Johnson County Community College, where she graduated, or what she attended. Y'all make some noise for the one, the only, the assistant coach, Katie Jones. Coach Jones, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
We super excited about having you on this joint, and I couldn't be more proud to have somebody with the last name Jones on there, considering the last episode, y'all not gonna believe this, we can't make this up, the very last episode we recorded, the gentleman's last name was Thomas. Isn't that something? So, man, like, Thomas and Jones combination, that's his last name, that's my last name. Alright, Coach, we about to get this thing started, but before we do so, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. I'm gonna put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Choir Storm. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. How you doing, Cap?
Speaking of that last episode, B. Jones, he wasn't a real Thomas. I don't know why you brought that up. But the way I'm feeling, B. Jones, I'm feeling great, man. Let's turn up. We haven't been to Baldwin City. Well, I've never been there. Have you been?
We've never been to Baldwin City or Johnson County.
No, let's go. We got to turn up on B. Jones. We got to turn up. Show them how we do it. We got to show them how we do. Let's go.
It's turned. It's already turned up. All right, Coach. We like to kick every show off with a segment we call the moment of truth. This is odd. I guess you call it an icebreaker. Our way to learn a little bit more about you, Coach Jones. And this is our version of two truths and a lie. So the rules are super simple. Before the show, Coach Jones has already prepared three unique facts about herself. The only catch is that one of these facts ain't truthful. KT and I will have exactly 60 seconds to work as a team, deliberate, try to figure out which one of these facts is pure cap. All right, Coach Jones, give it to us. Give us your three facts.
All right. So my first fact is going to be I've been to all 50 states.
They got us with that one before, Coach, but okay. All right, let's go. Come on.
My second fact is I drive a Honda CB500 motorcycle. And my third fact is I fractured my collarbone the opening game of my sophomore year during warmups.
Well, Kevin, I like the specificity of the broke my collarbone in warmups in the sophomore year first game. So that was super specific. If that's the fib, I don't know. She's maniacal. You know what I'm talking about? She's diabolical. So I'm gonna say that was the truth. The 50 states got us last time, KT.
Well, it ain't gonna get us this time, then, B. Jones. Because I don't care which we going with that one.
We gonna say that that's the film, KT. No,
we going with that one, B. Jones. I'm not.
On you, Bella Edwards, fool us twice. It's on us. All right, Coach. We gonna say that you have not been to all 50 states. But go ahead and tell us which one of these. I think she drives a motorcycle. She got that motorcycle swag.
Yes, yes.
All right, Coach. So give us your truth, your lie. Give us your lie.
I couldn't get you guys today. I have not been to all 50 states. I've been close. I've been close, but not all of them.
Yeah, that's a good win, KT. We needed that. Yeah,
we're never falling for that one again, B. Jones. I don't care. I don't care. You'll lose every time.
So if you watching this joint, you say you've been to all 50 states, we call it cap off top. It's going to be tough for somebody to get all the way through that. All right, here we go. Coach Jones, we're about to take him on a crazy journey, and we're about to turn up the energy and get everybody excited about your story, but we got to do the tradition between KT and I. All right, so we need you to take your right hand, Coach. Lift up your right hand. Reach over your left shoulder. Grab that strap and buckle up. Click, clack. It is time to get this show on the road and take you guys down an incredible story. But before we do that, we got to pay the bills. And this call of action is super, super simple. Won't cost you a penny. That's right. We need you to do four tremendously big things that'll help the SLT Nation take this show to a whole another level. You got next if you're watching this. That's right. So here we go. Number one, we need you to stay as long as you possibly can. And don't turn this video off for no reason unless the house is on fire. But keep watching this show as long as you possibly can. It helps the algorithm to tell them that this show is worth its quality and to keep and to actually give it more views and more spins. Number two, we need you to hit that like button. And when I say hit that like button, I mean, I need you to hit the like button, create a new email address, and then hit that like button again so we can tell Elon Musk and them what's going on and keep this show bubbling up through the algorithm. Number three, sharing. Coach was a guard, so she know how to throw the pass. She know how to throw an assist. Sometimes you got to share to show that you care. So we need you to share this episode with as many people as you possibly can. Any people in your circles, your family, your classmates, and let them know about Johnson County Community College and how these Hoopers, that's a national championship team, by the way. So shout out to JC Nation for what all you guys have done. And then last but not least, hit that subscribe and become a part of the vibe. That's right. KT and I are the hardest working podcast in the game. And we're going to keep giving it to you guys. Amazing content, amazing guests. The stories are getting bigger and better each and every day. And I think we probably already had like 70 episodes and we only like 4 months into the year. So y'all buckle up because that's right now. We killing them right now. We probably hit like 240, 250 episodes if we stay on pace. But Coach, Is JCCC gonna rock with us, Coach?
Absolutely, let's go.
Hey, Kevin, what about the Johnson with the 22 in the back? That's too fire, ain't it, though? Hey, Johnson County, y'all make some noise for your boys on the count of three. Smash that subscribe button. 1, 2, 3, boo! Yeah, baby. Let's go. I love that part of the show. We got all these new family members rocking with us, and we definitely are super excited about having you along for the ride. Coach Jones, what is our emoji of the show? So everybody out there watching it, they're going to type this emoji into the chat and let us know they was out there rocking with us. What is the emoji we using of the show, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. The fire emoji. You
have
the fire emoji. Come on.
Fire emoji in the building. Drop that fire emoji in the chat for us if you did any of those things, especially if you smashed that subscribe button so KT and I can reach out to you, because all we do is family around this joint. We don't do followers. We don't do fans. We do family. So, KT, what are we going to tell all of our new family members?
We're going to tell all of our new family members, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much. All right, Coach Jones, it is time for you to enter into the danger zone. This is the part of the show where we're about to get to know you a little bit more, except we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to find out what makes Coach Jones ticks off the court. All right, Coach, welcome to the initiation.
All right,
Coach, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Top five music, man, that's a tough one. I'm a 360 type of person, so I listen to a lot, but I think any given day, you gotta put Mac Miller in there. You gotta put my girl Kehlani in there. Rihanna for sure. my boy Russ, and then I'm gonna go with my last one. Let's go Jessie Reyes, because you know she's always putting out some bangers for me. So those are my top five right now.
I like that top five. We got some Russ. Coach, now I'm not familiar with Jessie Reyes. Are you, KT? You familiar with Jessie Reyes?
Please. Yeah, you gotta look her up, man. You gotta look her up. She does a lot of stuff with Black and all that stuff. So I mean she's on the up and coming.
For yeah, sure. I used to call him Six Lack. My wife had to put me
that's on. That's exactly yeah. Before you knew.
she was like, his name is not Six Lack. That's what come up on the radio dial every time when his song come on. But all right, KT, what are you gonna give Coach Jones for that amazing top five?
All right, Coach, we like to rank everybody's top five. And the highest you can get is 10. But I like that top five, B. Jones. You know what we're gonna give her?
I did.
20. Let's give her 20.
20.
And I felt that by like disrespect to her top five. Do you look at that picture, B. Jones? She looks like a forensic science. I think she could just make me disappear or something. So I didn't want those problems. All right, Coach. So who is your favorite superhero and why?
Well, I'm gonna go Captain Marvel. Just because she's kind of just, you know, she's a badass in a sense. So she just likes to do her thing and is out there, you know, saving the world. So I'm gonna go Captain Marvel on that one.
Hey, Coach, now have you seen...
I had a feeling you was going to say that.
Why is that, KT? Why'd you have that feeling?
Because of long hair. And I'll talk about that later when we ask...
Okay, I got you. Now, Coach, have you seen the Marvels? Have you seen the last movie?
I have not seen the last one. And okay. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to give it up because somebody... Yeah, no. I can call no names, but somebody told me that it wasn't good.
It wasn't. I mean, you want me... I went to the movies to see it, I think. It wasn't good.
I like Captain Marvel. I can't wait to watch that movie. But all right, KT.
Well, if you didn't like the She-Hulk, just wait. All right, so since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
You know, the one song that's always stuck with me through playing, through just anything, it's got to be Right Above It by Lil Wayne and Drake. You know, it's just a fire song, and whether you want to get hyped or you just want to jam to something, that's definitely probably one of my top ones.
All right, Coach, I need to get hyped right now, so can you sing that for me?
Probably not. I'm not a singer by any main shape or form. I can do the sound effects.
You gotta give us something for that, KT.
I didn't see the sound effects coming.
I didn't see the sound effects coming.
I'm trying to remain professional, Coach. You can't do that. All right. So we have a running debate on our show where I want to be a singer. B. Jones wants to be a dancer. So we need for you to break the tie. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
Yeah, you already know. Singing is not for me. I'm a dancer for sure. I have no dance moves. But if... You know, when I was younger, if I could have been on Step Up or, you know, Stomp the Yard or anything, I would have been all over it. But
Coach, we are kindred spirits. I was one of those few people that watched them movies and wished I could, you know what I'm saying?
You out there, you try to do that. Yeah, no, it never worked for me. I just, when I looked in the mirror, I was like, man, I thought I had it.
Can't dance worth a lick, but I want to be a dancer. Yeah, thank you,
better glad, you better be glad I like you, B, because I sure wasn't going to answer that question after she said, I'm not a singer. But I wanted to show you a little. All right, Coach. So what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
I'm going to always say, like, never count out the underdog. Just from, like, hard work and stuff. If you put in the work, that's going to build your confidence. And, you know, you can do anything when you put your mind to it. So, yeah, never count out the underdog in life. Just in anything.
All right, so B and I, we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing that we're missing is a lead actress. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
Just because I'm a goober, a lot of people don't know this, but like I just like to have fun. I'm going to definitely go Sandra Bullock because I feel like she can kind of throw that vibe. She can be serious, but then she can also be like super funny at the same time.
Yep, sure can.
I like the Sandra Bullock one.
Now I'm gonna go Brie Larson.
I knew. I knew. That's why I ain't even so. Yeah, I knew you was going Brie Larson. Once
she could be up there for sure. Yeah.
I think we can afford her. Sandra Bullock, not so much. And Sandra Bullock, like 65, Coach. We gotta get somebody a little younger.
We're just gonna be a lot of CGI. A lot of
We don't say the dude will kill that role. She kills every role.
Has she ever been a coach? No, she was Michael Orr's mom. She played
On that movie that wasn't based on a true story. Yeah, that one. Even though it was based on a true story, but it wasn't. All right, Cole. So this is probably the most important question we're going to ask you during this initiation. B. Jones and I, we love to travel, and when we travel, we got to eat. So when we come down there to watch y'all play, what's going to be that one restaurant you're going to recommend, and what's your go-to meal there?
You know, I'm going to rock maybe some boats here, but I'm a KC person. KC Barbecue is where it's at. My favorite place here, Jack Stack Barbecue. Got to have it. If you're a burn-ins person, that's my go-to, burn-ins. Or the ribs. Ribs are really good there too. But then my little side, the sides are the best. This is the best part. My sides, you either get the cheesy corn bait or you get the barbecue pit beans, and you can't go wrong. So barbecue for sure. That's where you got to go if you're coming to KC.
Now, how far are we from KC, KT? Because it sounds like that right there. We need to push that up on the road.
It's just a quick 8 hours.
Quick 8 hours. I'm going to be home all the time.
Hey, they got direct flights from Dallas. Come on now.
Yeah, we like to drive. We like the scenery, Coach. All right, so from the court to coach and chair, buckle up as we dive into the world of sports with Coach Katie Jones. With a championship pedigree and a passion for the game, she's here to guide us through the playbook of success. Get ready to elevate your game with Coach Jones. So, B. Jones, go ahead and reintroduce the nation to our newest play cousin.
Hey, I got a Jones in the day. You know what I'm talking about? I got a vibe. I'm feeling it today. I'm super excited about having you on the show. Welcome to the show, Coach. Kevin, once again, shout out to you for going out and getting some of these amazing coaches, because every time we go on these shows, it's like a lesson we learn, right? It's a journey that we take it, and we learn just like y'all out there on the other end of this watching it. Y'all learn, we learn as well. But Coach, we got to tell them your story, because I mean, you go from rings to being a dobo, which is one of the hardest jobs in America. I don't care what nobody say. I don't wish a dobo on my enemy. You hear me? That is a monster of a job. But now you finally earned that seat on the sideline. So, Coach, let's walk them through your journey. Let's take you back to the beginning. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you fall in love with this incredible game?
Basketball, I mean, that's been since before I could walk. For me, basketball was always within my family. I have a family of coaches. My grandpa started it all. So I got pictures of me dribbling a ball before I could walk. Falling in love with it, I feel like, was just natural. I was around it. My mom coached, like I said, my grandpa coached. So I was always around it. Wanted a ball in my hand at all points. But it's been great, you know, a great journey for me of where I came from, small town kid. You know, just living the dream to play college basketball in general. You know, a lot of people, it depends on where it takes them, but for me, it was just being able to play until I was, you know, 23, 24 years old, and then being able to say that I had a successful career on that. So.
Now, where exactly is Baldwin City? So, is Johnson County in Baldwin City? Walk me through the relationship of the geography, the terrain that we're looking at in this part of the world.
So, no, Johnson County is actually, it's a suburb of Kansas City. So, it's kind of like the Dallas area. You got your Frisco, your Plano, all that
stuff. Yep.
Johnson County, it's the county that's just south of Kansas City, Mo. So
okay.
On the Kansas side. Now, Baldwin is about 30 minutes southwest of it. So if you know where Lawrence is, where KU's located at,
yep.
I'm just 10 minutes south of there, a little small town, like 4,500 people maybe. Like it's nothing crazy, but it's not too far from Johnson. It's just, like I said, 35 minutes up the road from us.
Okay. Now, Coach, I saw you got a pedigree of sports and athletes in your family. Had a pops go to Kansas, a member of the family went to Kansas State, and I mean, you got cousins and all kind of people that are athletes. Did you kind of grow up and just all around athletes and just always talking sports with the family? And
that's what it feels like, honestly. I get termed a lot of, do you talk about anything other than sports? And I think it's just the competitive nature. You know, like you were saying, my grandpa, he played at K-State. He was under Jack Gardner in the 40s and Tex Winter, so some big-time names that he played after. But then my uncles played for him. My cousin played, like, we all played. My mom played. It was all one big sports family. And then my dad's over here, you know, he played football up until high school and stuff. So we're always just a family of sports. We're very competitive. And I think that's part of the reason why I got where I was today is because I didn't like losing. I like playing with the boys. I like, you know, getting down in the dirt and just running around. And, yeah, losing is not a good – I'm a sore loser sometimes. I don't like it. We don't like having that feeling, but, you know, it's been good just to grow up in that type of environment.
So you actually go to Johnson County, and I love these stories. I love your story in particular. Everybody has their own story, and I'm glad we're showing yours because kids nowadays, we talk to them, coach, and they all want D1. I want to go D1 Power 5, and listen, I want that form as much as I possibly can, but the reality is I'm over there talking to coaches, and there's only three or four of them in this one game that they're looking at, right? And so the rest of them kind of have to try to find their own home. And your story is so unique that you went the JUCO route, and then but you took the JUCO route and it took you over to CSU, and it just, it's like you leveraged your opportunities in a perfect fashion, almost building a blueprint of how it's supposed to be done for somebody who may have had a late start, or somebody who may not have quite the size, or may not have quite the skills, or even the books, right? There's an educational component of this of going to these schools. So tell us a little bit about that journey and how you ended up at a JUCO, and what did it take for you to go from that JUCO to end up at Pueblo?
For sure, yeah. So I'm a big JUCO person, obviously. I pound it all the way home when it comes to some people, just because I think it, like you said, it opens up opportunities that you might not have. For me personally, being a small town kid, you know, the AAU life, you know, 10, 12 years ago was not what it is today. If you weren't playing on the big time teams, sometimes you didn't get seen. And just being the small town kid that I was, you know, I got into it late. And for me, I just didn't like the offers that I kind of had coming out of high school. I thought I could do better. So Coach Conrad, you know, he hit me up late in my senior year, just asked me to come on board. And, you know, I've never looked back. But to me, I think it was the best move I could have ever made. Like you said, 2 years later, I got opportunities to go play Division II basketball at a high level, play for championships, play for rings. And from that, I always take it. I'm going to pound JUCO home all the way. Cause to me, if you don't have the offers that you want right now, guess what? You can go JUCO. You can go really good JUCO program, Johnson County to be specific, but there's lots of them out there. And you know, develop your skills. Maybe you're undervalued when it comes to certain things. Maybe you're a little smaller than what, you know, a lot of the big time schools want. Like, you got to prove yourself at this next level, see if they can compete. And then, like I said, develop yourself for 2 years, and then you'll be amazed on the opportunities that you have coming out of here. Just the reopening of doors, like, the door doesn't have to be shut. And that's the one thing that I love about JUCO is, you know, you can sit here with this amount of offers that you had. Maybe you didn't like them, and then when you leave, you could have this amount of offers. And it's just incredible, just as a person, how you grow through the basketball, but also through life, just in general, to prepare you for those next levels. Because, hey, 4 years, they're not easy. And I know that. And, you know, that's a lot of things that I think these kids nowadays, they need to understand is it's one big thing. But if you're not prepared for it, you get shot back out real fast. that's kind of what I like about JUCOs is, you know, you get that taste. We're super competitive at the same time. There's a lot of really, really good players playing at JUCO for whatever reasons they may be. But it's not a level to be hated on, for sure.
And that's where that two-letter word transfer portal come in. I mean, when the transfer portal started, everybody was singing in the streets. Confetti was flying from the beginning. We can go where we want to go. Now, all of a sudden, when somebody's name come across that trail, we like, Lord, did they lose their scholarship? Are they okay? You know, are they going to find a home? I mean, it's a lot of concerns going to that transfer portal, so they better be smart about it and choose places that that make sense for them and their playing style, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Coach, it's not easy to win a championship anyway. Briefly tell us a little bit about that 2015 championship run. That's kind of nuts, Coach.
Oh, talk about, like, a a realization to college sports. Like, this isn't how it's supposed to be. Your freshman year at college, you're not supposed to, like, be at the pinnacle. So it kind of, you know, reverted us back after, you know, our first year. But that freshman year that I had at Johnson, you know, we just had a whole bunch of kids who just wanted to hoop. you know, we had one common goal, and that was to win. And so, you know, it never was the smoothest sailing ship when it came to certain things, but also it never is. Like, you can't have a perfect team and be all, you know, kumbaya and all this stuff all the time. So, but I mean, like I said, we had a great group of kids out of the 2 years, you know, that we spent together with that class. There wasn't a single kid that went below Division II out of that class. So we got D1 and D2 athletes coming out of there, but it was a great experience. Like I said, makes you kind of humble because you think that's how the rest of your college career is going
right.
To say that you won a national championship, I know a lot of people can't say. And I think, you know, growing a little older, I've realized that as a coach, I've been to two as an assistant now. We just made it back to the national championship game this year. And then my first year as an assistant, I was there. So just fell short on those. But, like, so it really makes me realize how, like, special that group was and that year was for us.
Do you keep up with any old teammates? Any of y'all follow each other or kick it every once in a while?
Yeah. So, like, the good thing that I – and this is what I do enjoy about Johnson is we're a two-year school, but we have that, you know, that alumni mentality where, like, we got people coming back every single weekend to watch games, like, just because they're in town. Like, it's not – we don't have to ask people to come back. They'll come back to practices, stop by the offices. So we keep touch. I think we're trying to throw some alumni events happening next year. We're trying to get the group back together because it'd be 10 years since we won it. So that'd be cool to have, hopefully. But, yeah, we stay in touch. You know, we always joke about, you know, Coach Conrad, he's a great guy to play for, but he's super tough. And so we always just joke about all the things we had to go through just to, like, get to that. Because it was not easy. It was not easy at all.
So let's fast forward this deal. And I'm sorry, Pueblo. I know y'all probably did some great things at Pueblo, but I got to get to this Dobo thing, because the moment shout out to Eric DeRue, because Eric DeRue came on our show in, like, season one. He's at Texas Tech and he was telling us what a Dobo did. And I mean, me and Kevin, our jaws hit the floor. We're like, what? And so ever since then, like, I see that on the person's profile and I know, like, through the fire. I mean, like, y'all went through it. Y'all pushed through the crucible to get there. But Coach, you made that decision at a young age. And I guess if you're going to be a Dobo, it's best to be a Dobo when you're 22, 23. Although that's kind of a give and take, because you, to much is, you know, much is expected, much is given, right? So now you got a ton of opportunity, but you got a ton of expectation. What was that transition from player to becoming a Dobo like for you, Coach? How hard, how good, how, you know, how fast, how strong was it?
Oh, man, it was hit the ground running and hold on. You know, I was fortunate to be a part of, like, a really good staff down at Lamar under Aqua Franklin. So that role for me, it was fun. It was hectic. But it also gives you a good feel of, I will say this for any young coach that's out there, I honestly push the Dobo role, because this is what you're going to learn every aspect about how to be a coach. About, you know, I say it on the JUCO side, because you kind of have to do it on the JUCO. You got to do a little bit of everything. You're Swiss knife over here. But on the Dobo side as well, you got to be able to know what you're doing down there. And it really gives you a well-rounded experience for a coach, just because you do see, you know, all the backdoor action that's happening while all the basketball stuff's happening. So I think the biggest thing for me to adjust to just at that level was not being a kid who, you know, I went JUCO, I went D2, and, you know, D2 back 8 years ago isn't technically what it is right now either. D2 is moving up in the world, but at the Division I level, just like the travel that we did, where we were eating, like, I just felt like I was a glorified sports wedding planner. And to an extent, like, that's the term I use, just because I was constantly on the phone, I'm planning things, I'm planning itineraries, you know, making sure our kids are good, all in the same time. We're like, we have a common goal to, like, it's a business trip and we're going to win. And then for me also, like, I've always wanted to be a coach. So, like, I took that role knowing that. So I was trying to be a coach and a Dobo at the same time. And it was a lot. But I'm super grateful for that experience. Like I said, I had a wonderful time down in Texas. But when this job came back open, it's kind of hard not to go back home.
Yeah, you had to go back home. Well, you got a ring on that thing. They got your picture up on the wall somewhere. Trophies in the case you helped put up in there. Coach, I would have been let go as a Dobo in 2 weeks. They would have said, hey, this ain't working. Kids and missed meals.
Yeah.
We had to sleep on the bus. Hey, B. Jones, we got to let you go, man. But Coach, so I'm glad you brought that up. You segued perfectly because now you're at Johnson County. You won a ring there. You came back home. What was that decision? Or what was that call like when they did say, hey, we got a spot open and you earned your stripes through doing your Dobo thing at Lamar, but we got a position on the sideline for you, which was what it sounds like was your dream.
Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely hard to pass up, especially when you've been through this program. You know, I know Ben really well, just as a mentor, but then working with him because I was underneath him for 3 years before I went to Lamar, just as a part-time assistant, like just trying right. to help out, get my feet wet. So when, you know, he came a calling saying that he had a position back open, it just kind of felt full circle when it came to things. Being able to come back, you know, to a place where had great success as a player, but then, you know, also just to be able to put my stamp on and, you know, say that I'm the head assistant here now, you know, it feels pretty good. But I just like, cause I can relate with our kids now. I can be like, I know exactly what it's like to come through this program. So that ain't good enough sometimes. So that's kind of the cool thing for me. It's just, it really is a full circle moment. And, you know, I'm super grateful for Ben to bring me back.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a good time. So now we got to talk some Johnson County. You just said that y'all have been to the championship game 2 years in a row. Y'all doing some big things and making some noise out there. So you got to tell us, Coach, what are we going to see out of this Johnson County team? It sounds like y'all got a little powerhouse brewing.
Yeah, no, I mean, Johnson, we've always kind of been there. Especially since Ben's been there. This has been his 15th year. He just finished up on.
So he coached you.
Yeah, that's what I say. So I've known him as a coach, and now I've been underneath him as an assistant. So I know him, you know, front to back and everything. So he coached me. Like I said, he's been here 15 years. Coached our national championship team. You know, we've been in 4 of the last 9 national championship games. So you know, it's just some big time success with us. And then moving forward, you know, for this team this past year, I think they definitely overexceeded what a lot of people thought. We lost, you know, 8 of our top 12 kids to the previous class, you know, 80% of our scoring. So it was kind of a, you know, a restart year for us technically. And our kids pushed through. They put in the work and they pushed us all the way back. We were 34-0 going into the national championship game and, you know, just fell short a little bit. But going into next year, you know, I'm super excited for the kids that we have coming back. You know, the kids that we're bringing in, I think we got some good talent. We're going to be up there for sure to be making another run.
Now, Coach, normally I tell people to pitch their university or their college or, you know, whatever they got going on to tell the world how great it is. But you've already kind of sold me on Johnson County. I'm already going to be pushing kids to go to Johnson County. So I'm going to take the step to the next level. And the reason I'm doing this is because everybody out there's watched Last Chance U. I'm even bring up Last Chance U later on in this show. But we've all watched the TV show and we've all created, I guess, what you could call it a stereotype or a stigma, you know, a stigmatism or I can't think of the exact word. You know what I'm talking about. We basically already have an idea of what we think junior college experience is like. Tell us, what is the real? I mean, is it like that? I mean, walk us through that, Coach. Is it raw and unfiltered like that, or is it a good fertile ground for a person to go there and grow?
You know, I have a biased opinion on this, but it's not because of, you know, some JUCOs. I think it's a wide variety. I think where you go depends kind of the situation. Johnson County, I will say, we're not kind of like any other junior college. Most junior colleges, you're in a small town. You're, you know, you're supported by the community really well because they, you know, they kind of don't have anything else to do. But like Johnson, we're Kansas City suburb. Like we're one of the hottest places like that where people want to live. Like we have Patrick Mahomes that lives right down the street from us type of stuff. Like, so we're in a good area. And I think that kind of like, well, that filters me a little bit, but I also do know, like, I know I have tons of friends who are at the JUCO life. And I will say as a player, oh, it humbles you incredibly because all these limits that, you know, people have on how many hours they can be in the gym with their coaches and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Non-existent. I mean, at least when I went, I know it's locked down a little bit. NJCA is, you know, kind of locked down, but it's nothing. I mean, we're here to work, and that's the whole point of it. You know, your 2 years here, you're supposed to take, you know, what you're worth here and bring it up here so that you can go someplace. And we put in a lot of work, and it's never easy. I think the biggest thing for us is our viewing period for four-year coaches is October. We go to showcases in October. So, like, the moment you step on campus on August, like, 15th, whatever day your school starts, you are rolling. It's not preseason. It's not all this. Like, you're going, because for our sophomores, like, that's their viewing period. That's the year, like, we're going to go to these showcases. We go to down to Dallas every year, and there's hundreds of coaches down there. And that's their time to get recruited, really, because that's the first look that a lot of those coaches get at JUCO kids. And, you know, put people on your radar, but it's not easy. I will say that probably the toughest 2 years I had as a player. But for me here at JUCO, like, it made my 4 year life super easy when it came to basketball stuff, just because you're pushing your limits. And then when you get to your 4 year, it's kind of like, you know, this is a little easier, just because you were put, like, kind of through the fire through all of it.
Coach, you ain't hit him with the Patrick Mahomes down the street, did you? Got me ready for my recruit. Get Patty out of on my recruiting trip.
I was like, hey, now we got Taylor Swift too.
Hey, Taylor, yeah, we got Taylor Swift. Hey, Coach, you got to let us know when you're coming down here to Dallas, for certain. I mean, when is that tournament? When is that tournament usually held?
It's about the second weekend in October. That's when we're down there. It's Shaylin Hoops is usually where we go through.
Okay.
But that's normally down right in Dallas. We were in Mansfield last year is where it was hosted.
Oh, that's right down the street from KT. We definitely going to be there. So
yeah, I make sure that you guys up, for sure.
Yeah, we can't wait till y'all get to town. But, Coach, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little bit of one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all of the shots. All right, Coach? So the rules are super simple. This is our version of Would You Rather. We tested you a little bit with the singing and the dancing, and I can tell we hit with it, okay? So Kevin and I are going to go three rounds in true championship round fashion. In each round, we're both going to give you an option or scenario. Whichever host you select during that round gets a point. First host get 2 out of 3 will win this episode's game. And as he told you about the Thomases, I own the Thomas. You know, Coach Thomas chose me, so I'm the defending champ. So I will get us kicked off. Coach, you've earned your stripes. You did 4 years at JCC, but now it's time for you to spread your wings and fly, and time to become a butterfly. Okay, Coach, you got to find a team, except I'm going to give you a head coaching station at any college you want in the country, any part of the country, any division, any district. It doesn't matter. It's your choice. And this is what's going to really amp it up, Coach. Not only are you going to select this position, it's going to start off rough, but y'all going to get really good. So good to where your school will be a national title contender. I'm not saying you're going to win, but every year you will be in the conversation. You will be able to go out and recruit some of the best young ladies, and you will have a history, 30 years of changing lives and celebrating of victories and being a prominent, dominant coach, retiring as a Hall of Famer. Or,
I mean, what else are you going to give a B. Jones? A statue? A statue. I didn't think you were ever going to stop talking. All right. Would you rather coach a player that you recruited that no one gave them a chance? They make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, Coach, and in their speech tells you they wouldn't be there without your love and guidance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a player type of person. I think that I'm in it for that type of a thing, because I know there was coaches that did that for me. And so for me, I definitely got to go with the coach over there. Sorry, B. Jones, but that's where we're going to have to go today.
And that's why I kept talking. I tried to add as much sauce as I possibly
could. We ran out of the show if you kept going. I was like,
I had three more things. I got you a Bentley. No, I'm just playing. Round two.
Would you rather host your own traveling food show where you get to explore delicious dishes from around the world for ESPNW, where you get to shadow other college coaches and pick their brains while eating at some of the best restaurants in the world, or
I told y'all, I'll tease it up earlier. We doing another year's Last Chance U, except this time we doing it in girls basketball, women's basketball, and the first program that we're going to have the camera crew show up on campus is Johnson County Community College. Coach, y'all will be featured. We're going to have cameras in the locker room, in the bus rides, on the airplanes. Even down when y'all down here in Dallas doing your thing, we're going to showcase the kids, the coaches, but y'all already know what it is. 10 episodes, all streaming on Netflix.
Man, see, I'm not a film person, but I actually think that's funny because my freshman year, we always joked about that we were kind of last chance you. Like, we were the last chance you before it really happened, just through all the stuff that we went through. But I'm going to have to say, let's go Netflix. Just you know, spice it up a little bit. I don't know how much I'd want to be on camera, but for our kids, oh, I think it's really hilarious.
I'm sending them in. You're going to be one of the main, you know, like you always had like four people that they always do this. You're going to be one of the four main characters that we follow around. All right, coach, for round three, we get to break the tie. We are now officially going to go to what we call the sneaker round or the sneaker king, because KT and I are super sneakerheads. And if you're a sneakerhead, come hang out with us Wednesday night. We go live. I do a segment called The Drop. We'd love to have Johnson County rock with us Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube. But with that being said, Coach, before the show, KT and I went in our collections and we grabbed a pair of sneakers off the shelf, off of our racks, and we said represented you the most, Coach. So on the count of three, we're going to get you to say, hold that sneaker, and we're going to show you what we got. Now, taking consideration, whichever sneaker you select, that host will win round three and ultimately win this game, okay? So all the marbles on the lines. You ready, Coach?
I'm
hold
ready.
That sneaker on three. One, two, three.
Hold that sneaker. See, Coach over there with the ones. I'm a ones person, so absolutely we going with that one.
Oh.
And new. So you got the Thomas episode, but I got the Jones episode, B Jones. So we neck and neck on that, right?
No, right? We're not neck and neck because Coach got poor decision making skills. These are your school colors, Coach. How you gonna go away from the JC colors? Because I got ones, all thousands of different colors.
It don't matter what you got.
Well, you
should have popped four.
No, because I knew he was gonna show ones. He was even gonna show ones or Kobe's or 11. So I have to try to get some fours in the show, because if not, he showed the
I
same.
I get fours in the show too. Stop.
Job, please. All right, here we go, Coach Jones. I need some of the players to sign off on that one. I need all the players. If y'all in the locker room with Coach Jones, y'all need to tell
him. Hey, my players like my shoe game, so I think they'd be all right with the thing.
Get mine too, B.
It's one player in there that disagrees. All right, Coach, here we go. The title of the show is You Got Next, and we talked about your journey. We talked about championship rings, and it sounds like you guys have a lot of amazing things going on at Johnson County. But we got to leave them with something positive and inspirational, something to look forward to. So what are you looking forward to the most in your journey? What's up next for Coach Katie Jones?
Man, I need a championship ring as a coach. I need one of those as a coach. So that's my next goal. From there on out, it's, you know, wherever it takes me. I'm here to, you know, help kids, so it's wherever that leads me to. But you know, I think eventually down the line we're gonna be looking at that HC spot. But I'm here to soak up as much as I can and try to be the best I can, so I can be that for the kids out there.
All right, Coach, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Shout out to my family. Shout out to my mom for sure. She's, you know, part of the reason she coached everything. Shout out to my head honcho, Ben Conrad. I wouldn't be here without him, literally. And then I'm just going to shout out to my team, my girls. If they're watching this, you know, Coach Katie on live for them. So that's something new for them to see. They know that I'm not one to be on camera a lot. So shout out to them. And then just shout out to Johnson County in general. You know, go Cavaliers.
All right, Coach, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. Tell them my story. Why don't you do the same thing? With that said, Coach, who you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm going to call out my boy down at Lamar. He's moving up, man. He's going to be one of those names. Raymond Patch the second is who got next.
Oh, I like the way you're coaching. We might have to start getting you to do that. Raymond Patch, let the world know that you are up next. You are officially on the clock. Your ticket just got punched, and we are super excited about having you to come on the show and tell everybody about your journey. I can't wait for that one, Coach Patch. So we will be reaching out to you super, super, super soon. But Coach Katie Jones, you got Next, you are a pioneer coach. You a dog. You a trendsetter. You an icon. You a living legend, coach. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Ain't no stopping us now. Hey, we having a good time on this joint, and we hope everybody out there that's watching has had a good time. Thank y'all for watching another episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. Y'all know what it's time to do. It's time for you to show the world why you got next and do the things that's free. Won't cost you a penny, but it'll help us to move the needle and take this show to the next level. Make sure you smash that subscribe button and become a part of KTNI family. We growing, y'all. Either you win with us or you watch us win, but we taking this game by storm. Number two, make sure you hit that like button and share this show. Number three, with all your folks, and I promise you we'll love you like play cousins as long as you're doing those things and helping us out. Also, for all of y'all out there, we got over 600 shows in the archives. Congratulations, KT. We've been working hard over the last couple of years, but now it is your opportunity to go check out all of these shows. So you can either watch them on YouTube and our archives, or you can go download any of these shows in the audio fashion. For all of my people who like listening to podcasts or riding the cars, you can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the head coach, KT, and take us in the car. On the bus ride in now. JC, y'all can listen to the show on the airplanes. You know what I'm talking about? Don't y'all wait to the championship game to remind y'all self of what Coach Katie Jones said. And last thing, if you got next, we are telling the stories. We are not afraid to tell the stories. And we are begging you to give us these stories, okay? Go to our website if you got a story, if you are up next and you want it to be told. Go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. For those who are listening to this on podcast, that is sltyougotnext.com. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and KT will reach out and set up an audition for you to get on the show. It's just that simple. We open auditions on this joint. We're not declining anybody. Just let us know, and we will make it happen. KT, congratulations. You trying to keep up with the Joneses. You were successful this time. So get us up out of here, man. Let's take us home.
Coach, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
Coach, give me them sound effects one more time. Dun, dun, dun. What was it? Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next.
Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hot in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talky mushroom, you are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next. It's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, Sports Life Talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports Life Talking this.